Danny Wallace. Radio
X. Hello and welcome to podcast number 37 from the Important Broadcast. And this week, my goodness me, rammed with good quality listener interaction, content, reflection and nails.
Yes, you've made it sound so exciting.
Well, that sounds sarcastic, Joe. What is it that you think is not exciting about this show?
We call it content, don't we?
And quality content.
We're content providers.
We're content providers.
It just it sounds a bit sort of shirt and tie, doesn't it?
Well, yes, it does. It does.
But in
this crowded marketplace, you'll be aware of the demographic. I think is it 61% of Radio X listeners are ABC1s. So as well as and that is reflected, of course, in the advertising, which we take out of the podcast. So anyone coming, approaching this and thinking, what is this now? It's September, so it's Q3. Are we into Q4 now?
I don't know how it works.
Not Q4.
Maybe in the financial sector, but obviously in the commercial broadcast sector. Anyway, I'm getting away from the point. The point is a good fun knockabout show.
I was just going to say, thanks to Global's acquisition of DAX, you will get some podcasts, some adverts in this podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, just explain DAX again for anyone that's familiar with current broadcasting.
DAX is a kind of like digital ads provider.
Yeah, so, I understand the digital ads, the DA, but the X does not sound like provider.
Oh, well, that stands for X Radio.
I see. I don't think you know what it means.
Well, I don't, but I'm not going to gist of it.
People can look it up if they're interested. They're not. We're going to play Tell Me Something I Don't Know. We do the four news stories in 4 minutes. I ask you for your street gags when you're out and about, the little street things that you say to strangers just to lubricate the day and make sure everyone gets on. And what else? Steve talks about a wedding.
And there's another Steve TED Talk.
All after this. And we begin, as ever, with a clip chosen by... What's your full name? Lauren Moore of...
Where are you from?
Of Essex. Radio X. Well, hello and welcome...
Danny, can we just...
Sorry, where am I?
Beg your pardon, sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry. Hello and welcome... I'm introing the...
Sorry, I thought you'd started...
...show. Hello and welcome...
To be fair on Steve, it's not really... Sorry. No, I was just
I didn't say it was Steve's fault. You were
going to
say it was Steve's fault.
Steve, what do you think?
Why are you asking Steve?
No, I do feel bad about it. No.
Well, look.
Anyway, it doesn't matter now.
I'm entering the show now.
You're welcome to carry
sure.
on.
Sure. Mind if I start?
Yeah, no, please do.
Great.
Off you go.
Would you guys like me to handle the intro?
That's not what
I
anyone
think it's actually against the terms
wants
of your contract.
This is the important... Go on, after you.
This is the important broadcast. Now let's get into the music,
it's... Oh, you can't say that. Radio X. Danny Wallace. So, if you can just take a moment just to turn to page 239 in Pack 9 of Module 6, refer to the first paragraph, please, the first paragraph. And I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and columns of smoke. It's your important broadcast. Radio X. And how are you? I hope you're very, very well indeed. Man, where I am, it is wet. Oh, it's rainy out there, Steve.
Yeah, it's pretty grim, isn't it?
What's going on?
I've heard word that in the north it is very sunny.
What?
Mm.
What? Oh, northern cousins. I got so wet just getting out of the car. It was like I was befuddled.
Yeah.
Confused about how I was going to get here without getting completely wet.
No way.
And the place was befuddled. And I stepped in a puddle. You've seen my shoes. I've got holes in my shoes.
You have.
I had to microwave my socks this morning.
I was hoping we were going to talk about this.
Oh, yeah. Joe was like, don't do it. Don't.
That was against my advice.
It was against your principles, probably against health and safety.
Yes.
My socks now probably smell of chicken tikka or whatever was last in there. It worked, though. They're toasty.
Yeah.
And this morning was saved only by one moment, I would say. One moment between me and a stranger. Just a man walking towards me, he was, Joe. And he had a walking stick. And glasses that were dappled with the rain, the harsh, cold rain.
Is that dappled?
Dappled, yeah.
Never heard that. I like that one.
Have it.
Thanks.
Have it on me. I won't use it again. And as this man got closer to me, he looked at me, he looked up, and we made eye contact. And he said, another glorious summer's day.
Oh, because it was a joke, because it was raining.
Exactly. And we laughed. We shared a moment.
Of course you did.
And I was taken... with this gentleman, and I walked away happier because of it. And it reminded me, it was kind of like a street gag. You know those gags that you do only on the street?
Yeah.
Just like a little thing, just between two strangers. The other day I was walking, there's a shop near me that for the last 3 years has been having a closing down sale.
And they seem to be going, this is really working for us. So they keep buying more stock and then selling it all the time. So you see people walking out of it with all this weird stuff. And I saw this couple walking out with a giant clock face, almost like a sort of like a train station clock. And they're walking out. And I was with my little boy and I was like, oh, this will be good. And I walked up and I said, got the time on you?
Oh.
And they looked at me like I'd just said, I'm going to kidnap your children.
Oh, no.
They weren't prepared for
a little bit of
yeah, street humour. And the guy just went, it's not got batteries, and walked off. But I think those moments are great. So there are other moments. There's things I do, street gags. Like I used to, if I saw a jogger go past me, I would go, yeah, you better run.
Oh, good.
That's good, that.
You can't really do it in the current climate.
No.
Because it's a bit sinister.
It is a bit.
We had that gentleman come up to us in an alleyway, didn't we, Steve? Who said, got to look after your soul, boys. And then he pulled out from his bag the sole of a shoe.
it was a classic.
It's street humour.
It's like when you see a horse and then you go, oh, why the long face?
Oh, very nice. Well, it's not really, is it? I mean, you don't really see many horses wandering around. And, and they're not going to understand that.
Well, I talked to police horses for
one. No, you've misunderstood street humour. Like if I walk past policemen with someone, sometimes I just go, just act normal.
Oh, yeah.
Street gags, using what's around you. And
very
I wonder
good.
If other people have got those little things that you do with strangers just to make a little moment of humour between you. 83936, what are your street gags? I'm sure there are some. I'm sure there'll be loads.
Yeah.
Sometimes when we go past the Polish War Memorial, it is almost law to say to everyone else in the car, can you remind me to polish my war memorial? Street humour. Street gags.
That's a more risque one, I'd say.
Polishing a war memorial.
Yeah.
It was nothing bawdy about it. 83936, what is your street gags? Let us know and we'll go through those. I think it's lovely. It's a very gentle British thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's lovely.
It's like going, nice weather, for ducks.
Yeah.
I was getting off the bus the other day and
here
I tripped.
Oh.
And I said to the people who saw me trip, I said to them, I meant to do that.
Oh, very nice. Good. If I see someone trip and it's really obvious and they're quite embarrassed about it and they're trying to play it off, I just go, I don't think anyone saw.
Yeah. It's funny because you saw.
Exactly. You've got it. You've got it, Joe. 83936 for your street gags.
This is Radio Danny Wallace.
It is the important broadcast, and I have just realised something. I was thinking, oh, this is a whole genre of, out and about humour. Pedestrian gags, street gags. Everyone's just going, they're not street gags. They're just dad jokes.
Pedestrian
and they sort of
humor.
Are. It is, it's pedestrian humour. If you say one thing about this show, it's very pedestrian humour.
That was really good,
that
Steve.
Was very
I think
good.
That was really good.
Did you know you were making a joke, though?
No. I'm still not sure what that joke is, to be honest.
So many street gags / dad jokes coming in. When dads are just wandering around, I suppose, in a natural environment. We've got Simon and Claire, who every time they pass the cemetery, one of them goes, that place is so good, people are dying to get in there. Oh, very nice. Michael in Newcastle, every time he sees a cyclist whiz by, he just goes, on your bike! Oh, these are street gags, and it's what makes Britain great.
This is Radio X. Danny Wallace.
This is serious, don't
yeah.
Don't take it seriously.
Love reading out the stats.
Well, we're going to read out the stats.
Well, let's do it right now.
Because not a day goes by, Steve, where I'm not approached by a civilian.
Mm-hmm.
I don't encourage that.
No.
But sometimes you spin around and there's a civilian there saying, what's going on with the podcast stats?
Yeah. What's the demographic breakdown, Danny?
Yeah, they always say, and I have to go, I spend 30 or 40 minutes then going through where we started, making sure they understand how these figures are collected, processed.
You always have that binder on you, don't you, with all the charts in it and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And I act like I don't want to talk about it. I'm like, oh, no, civilian. And then I'm like, all right. And you can see they're fascinated because they have that glassy-eyed look after sort of 10 minutes.
They're like, okay, thanks, mate.
Yeah, and then I turn the page because that's all just the intro stuff.
Yeah.
And then I crack in to the meat. So let's do that now. Well, this will sound like bad news.
Okay.
Our UK podcast listening figures are down.
Ooh.
85.78% are UK listeners. That's a drop of just under 2% from 87.77%. But remember a moment ago I said it'll sound like bad news? Well, it's not really, is it? It just means we're broadening our global audience further. We're up 1.1% in the US from 1.73 to 2.81%. Australia have been retaken by the US. You'll remember that Australian listeners, for a while, there was a sharp spike there.
Yeah.
Really growing. Well, that growth has slowed from 2.13% to 1.6%. Now, why would this sort of be? Well, what other territories could be getting involved, I wonder? Mm. Well, it seems a lot of this comes from the Irish contingent.
Ooh,
with a startling rise from just 0.87%, which we always thought wasn't really good enough.
No.
Well, they're up to 1.25% of the global audience. That's an all-time high.
Excellent.
For Ireland.
We always forget about the Irish, don't we?
We do, and I think the last time we had a rise like that, it was sort of 1.19%. I think that was Australia.
That's spot on. That is spot on.
Spain also return an increase from 0.52% to 1.08%. Now, we thought that could be something to do with the summer holidays, didn't we? And using foreign broadband providers and Wi-Fi hotspots to download the important broadcast.
That's my interpretation of the figures.
It'd be very interesting to see what happens in the autumnal months.
I can't wait.
I think there'll be a bit of a drop-off. Nothing to worry about.
This is literally like our HR meetings.
Countries, though, who still don't listen, Steve. Papua New Guinea, Greenland, and again, Chad. Let's talk abandonment. This is always a difficult listen because it's people who stop listening before even 2 minutes are up. Well, that's continuing to steadily fall.
Oh, excellent.
Great news. Down from just 15 point... No, it's come down to 15.94%. So only 16% of people can't stand more than 2 minutes
of the
podcast.
That's quite a high number, isn't it?
But I'm why don't you give us that one, Joe?
It's only 16%.
Well, I'm looking into a way to see if I could find out that, you know, with iPhones these days, there's like the grade of touch, like there's a little soft touch and stuff. I wonder if that data could be interpreted to return the nature of the abandonment. So if it's like, oh, I don't want to listen to this rubbish, or if it's like a gentle, oh, I've got something else to do. Oh, that pan's boiling over.
A polite push.
Exactly. So I wonder if we could sort of have a look at those numbers.
As long as it doesn't come back and everyone is like angry.
Yeah.
And it's literally they've smashed their phone.
I was going to say, they've thrown their phone against the wall. That would be disturbing data.
What about the listener increase? Well, it's between a 10% and 32% week on week increase in the previous 3 weeks, with a steady 2.13 increase in terms of month on month.
Great. And that's without an outdoor campaign.
That's true. That's without anything. That's without anything. And that, of course, these are all figures relevant to September 2018.
I don't want to get people too excited, but of course, in January, we'll get the year on year.
So. Oh!
Well, surely it'll be 100%, won't it?
Because
we didn't exist before then.
Absolutely. Well. Now, that was a lengthy link that was generally to do with stats and figures, all about September. But it's not finished. Let's go back to May 28. No, let's not do that.
Can we do Q2, please?
Anyway, well done, everybody. You're really putting your backs in. Ireland, well done. USA, excellent work. Australia, well, it's not bad. You're holding, but vaguely.
Yeah, when you know, when markets change as well, you've got to think about that. And Brexit's on the way.
And Brexit's on the way, for goodness sakes.
God, am I right?
Well, that will increase our listenership in Spain as everybody flees.
Danny Wallace. Radio X.
What have I asked people to text in and why? Why would I do such a thing?
You've asked people to send you in their street gags,
AKA'd
as dad jokes.
Well, I think that's a point of debate and contention. This is using the world around you to bond with strangers. That's what it is. And my gosh, you people are busy. Let's get your street gags. You're just wandering around, aren't you? Just wandering around, probably on your own. And you see someone up ahead, something about them maybe. Or perhaps you've spotted something and you just need to impart that little moment of humour. Anonymous just says, my favourite street gag is when a charity chugger approaches you with their clipboard and I say out loud, I'm sorry, I don't speak English, and just walk on. That's nice, isn't it? Because he's getting away with it, but at the same time, you know, he's making an important point. Simone says, when we're walking along the South Bank in London, there's lots of opportunities where you can say to whoever you're with, let's cross that bridge when we come to it. That's good. I love that one. Anthony says, if you see someone you know while you're shopping in R1 and you say hi, and then you see them again in every aisle, street gags can include, oh no, not you again. We must stop meeting like this. And are you following me? And after that, just a nod and a weak ha is sufficient. Adrian says, when you see people washing their cars, it is hilarious to say a cheery, do you want to do mine too after?
Oh yeah.
That's a good one. What else we got, Steve?
Paige says, when you walk past a workman or someone like cleaning something,
oh, I know
what
this is going to be, yeah.
You missed a bit.
You missed a bit. That's good. Chris in Bromley does this.
Hi, I'm Chris from Bromley, and my street gag is every time I see somebody carrying a stepladder in the street, I turn to my family and say, that's their stepladder, not their real ladder.
Oh! Nailed a street gag. Mary and James are on the M6. Whenever someone is struggling a little bit and they just get a bit tongue-tied, maybe they can't get the words out, they just go, well, that's easy for you to say. Steve loved that.
What a classic.
And just finally, this is a great one because this is ad-libbed. You know, we've been going for your stock jokes.
Yes.
This could only have happened in that moment. Cam in Portsmouth says, a few years back when I was in Australia, I was walking past a bar and some woman dropped a straw in front of me and my girlfriend. As she politely asked for it back, when I returned it, she seemed to say very aggressively, that's the last straw. Taken aback, I gave it to her and walked off until about 5 seconds down the road, I realised she was, in fact, doing a street gag.
Yes.
I'm going to keep.
They do them in Australia as well.
They
That's
do
good.
Them everywhere these days, Joe. I'm going to keep dotting these around the show as we get some more music to get into. Get into the music, Joe.
And get into the music to you all.
Here's Snow Patrol Heel.
This is Radio X.
Danny Wallace.
Oh, man, I can't resist these. Can't resist them, Steve. I look down and I see this the screen with thousands and thousands of what they would deem dad jokes, but I'm saying, you know, street gags, and I can't resist them. Emma just says, when my dad sees a car with a small trailer, he always says he always without fail says a car with a trailer, he just goes, look at the
come on.
Look at the little box chasing that car.
That's really funny.
I love it. Oh, Emma, I love your dad, and I'm gonna start using that. Anyone who's just tuned in for the first time to this show is like, it doesn't sound like that important a broadcast. But this is about learning, isn't it? It's about learning. And pretty shortly, we're going to help you learn even more. A behind-the-scenes look as we play Dinner Winner. I will compare the dinners I've had this week with the dinners Steve's had this week. It will be Joe's decision as to who has either had the most fun with their dinner or who is the most nutritionally vibrant.
Yeah, you're right. That's the part
that's
where
a phrase
it becomes
I've just
important.
Made up. Yeah, but it's a phrase I just made up, and it sounds like I could sell that in America and do a speaking tour.
This show's becoming more and more like the Beano every week.
Oh, Beano humour. Just a dog running out of a butcher's with a long trail of bouncing sausages. That's the Britain I want, and I think it's the one we will get. So we'll play Dinner Winner after this.
Radio X. Danny Wallace.
Radio X.
Steve and Joe, what news of the Leicester Square jumper?
Oh,
because it's all kicking off out there today. It was very rainy. I saw two fellas sort of start to have a fight, but not have a fight. There was it was very close to Chinatown. There was a gentleman, I assume, of Chinese heritage, holding a little white umbrella. And there was another man, a ne'er-do-well, in a hood. And both men were kind of pacing around each other like cats about to strike.
Really?
And one of them had lashed out, like a cat lashing out. And the other one was like on his haunches almost, like, what are you doing? And they were sort of pacing around. It's like a little moment of combat and aggression that dissipated in the rain. The rain perhaps brought about the conflict. the confusion,
maybe
the anger.
Perhaps they were fighting over the umbrella.
Could have been.
Imagine
that. But the ne'er-do-well had a hood. Anyway, it reminded me of the Leicester Square jumper, the man who hides in Leicester Square and jumps out at you and shouts.
I hate that guy. I hate him.
I've never seen him. And I don't know why he does it.
Maybe he only does it on weekdays.
He seems to target you two.
Mm. Oh, I saw him the other day and he was walking up like I was going to pass him. And I was like, he's going to do it. He's going to jump. And then he didn't do anything.
Oh.
And then I was like, oh, now I was just tense for the rest of the day.
Yeah,
it's horrible,
could
isn't
be
it?
Anywhere, yeah.
I saw him and he had adapted his act.
He's moved it on.
He was lying down at the side of, like, there's no pavements in Leicester Square, but at the side of the pathway.
Yeah.
And he was, rather than sort of creeping up to people and making them jump, he was lying down, looking
passive,
like he was asleep.
Passive. Tempting them in.
Yeah. So, yeah, people could have even been going up to see if he was all right, because he looked like he was unconscious.
And then he goes...
And then as people pass, he'd go... And I knew what he was going to do, because I knew it was him. I spotted his act before I even saw him do it, and he did it to me, and of course I jumped.
Like, I should point out, he's doing it for free. You know, he's not expecting to be paid for this. Which is nice. It's sort of a public service.
It's not.
But he's not getting bored of the joke. He is adapting it, moving it on.
He's evolving, yeah.
Developing it.
He's like the Radiohead of...
Yeah. This is his Kid A.
I want him banned.
Well, I don't know why you're asking me. I've got literally no authority over men who lie down in squares. Well, let's keep a lookout for him. Maybe get him on the show.
No.
Danny Wallace. Radio X. Royal Blood on your important broadcast. Why did that make you chuckle?
Oh, I'm just looking forward to the forthcoming link.
Oh, are you? Yeah. You're really excited now because we're about to play Dinner Winner and you tucked a second ago your hands between your legs like an excited child at Christmas waiting to see what you've got. Because this is very much a present for you, isn't it, this link?
It's the silliest thing.
No, it's not silly. It's not silly. It's very important. It's sociological.
No, okay, yeah,
it's bonding, it's culinary, it's a chance for people to get new ideas, to compare their own dinners across the week.
Always thought of myself as quite a good
cook. No, it's all right, I'll finish my sentence. Finish what I was going to say, that's absolutely fine. Often when I'm talking, Steve, I'll just stop the sentence. And you knew exactly when I was going to stop, didn't you? And to anyone else it would have sounded rude. But not to me. Not to me. So go on.
Let's play the game.
All right, we're going to play Dinner Winner now. It's very simple. We move across the week, like a sort of regional television game show. Got the idea from Play Your Cards Right, in fact, when it was, you know, will it be higher or lower? Will it be better or worse?
It's a very subtle link, though. I don't think people would have noticed it if you hadn't have said.
No, legally, I'm fine. I've checked it all out. So, Steve, we're going to play Dinner Winner. I'm going to compare my dinners with your dinners, and Joe is going to decide who had the best one. So let's play Dinner Winner.
Starting with...
Monday.
It's Monday. Wow. Monday. What would a Monday dinner be?
Hmm? Well...
Could be anything, couldn't it? Hmm? Start of the week. You'll start well, though, don't you? Well, Monday, take a sausage. Add some mash. What have you got? Well, it's a little dish I call sausage and mash. Ooh. No frills. Just good, honest British food for a good, honest British Monday. Anything else, and I include whatever Steve had in this, would be a crime.
Okay. You said a sausage. Did you just have one sausage?
Two sausages.
Two?
On a bed of mash. Again, like the Beano. Imagine the Beano. A big teetering pile of mash.
Yeah.
With all bits of sausages and a real... what do they used to say? A smash-up meal, something like that? I can't remember.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I prefer to see three sausages. Steve, what did you have?
Well, I was feeling a bit poorly on Monday.
Excuses.
So I decided to treat myself to something a bit healthy.
Yeah.
So I had one of those kind of salmon fillets that you get from Sainsbury's that are kind of cling film wrapped.
Literally say no more.
Okay, Danny, you're taking the...
Thank you. Let's go to Tuesday. Well, dinner was paid for by noted British Star magazine and a features director keen to impress so that he might tame the writer known as Danny Wallace. I opted for the Denbighshire lamb, slow-cooked, adorned with grilled hispy cabbage, which my autocorrect has turned into hospice cabbage, and Scottish wild mushrooms. That's what they said. I didn't DNA them.
I don't know what hispy cabbage is. Steve, what did you have?
I had Steve's famous jerk chicken and mango salad.
Yeah.
the natural pairing of mango and chicken is a real treat.
Yeah, it takes the heat off, doesn't it? Yeah,
but my dad hates it.
Oh dear. The reviews are in.
What is hispy cabbage?
It's a form of cabbage.
Okay, you take the points on that one.
Thank you. Wednesday. Guys.
Pulled it behind here.
What a night. I arrogantly decided to recreate a wow meal we'd enjoyed not long ago by cooking it from memory and ad-libbing the spices.
Oh, dear.
This was a disaster. You can't just ad-lib spices, particularly when you don't have certain spices that form the basis of the dish, and so you just start to go by ones that look similar. My meatballs were not treat balls. This was a wow, that's bad meal.
Was it bad enough whereby you had to emergency cook something else, or did you eat it?
No, we pushed on through.
Okay. Steve?
Well, this is going to be a close one, because I got back late on Wednesday and just ate some of my flatmate's leftover sausages.
Oh,
but they were pretty good with a little bit of mustard.
Joe, the big question, is it bad meatballs or old sausage?
I like sausages, so it's Steve taking the points there. 2-1.
Well, picture the scene, guys. 1 a.m. A windy, abandoned street somewhere in central London after quite a cultural night, a book launch of a noted Scottish author, followed by the comedy gig of a culturally astute Jewish Bostonian. Is that rain in the air? Yeah, probably. Oh, and who's that solitary figure standing by a bin eating a Big Mac? He's got special sauce on his chin.
Oh, no.
Is it your great leader? You bet your ass it is.
Oh, dear. Steve, can you beat a Big Mac in the rain?
Big Mac by a bin, a wet Big Mac.
I had
1 a.m.
roast chicken.
Yeah. Oh, you're already go on.
And beans.
Oh. Roast chicken and beans.
The classic combo.
What?
Just some roast chicken and beans. Beans.
I can't do this.
Just for the ingenuity, Steve. You take that. It's 2-2.
Wow. Well, look, everyone's a good guy until they're a bad guy. Same is true of food. I'd been to the circus. It's true. I'd snacked on popcorn and bright purple candy floss. Hopped up on starch and sugar, you'd think I was riding a one-way train to junk foodville. But remember, I'd been standing by a bin, shoveling rubber meat in my gob not 18 hours before. So tonight was a soup night, the simplest vegetable soup. For remember, I am humble, in a limited edition ceramic Super Ted bowl.
Is that homemade soup or not?
No.
Okay.
Was it tin?
Tinned or fresh?
Packet.
Oh dear.
Danny.
Packet in.
Steve. Oh. Hey,
street humour.
Tesco's frozen pizza for me, mate.
Oh, for goodness sake. This is a Friday night, guys.
Friday night, man.
Anything can happen.
All right, what soup was it?
Vegetable.
Just vegetable soup. Did you have bread and butter?
Just generic vegetable soup. What do you want from me?
Steve's taking it with the frozen pizza. Wow. I can't have this. Saturday.
Okay, it's the last day. As the most sophisticated man you know, it should hearten you to learn I am oft to be seen enjoying civilian dinners. Green beans, lean chicken. Now, that sounds very similar, doesn't it, to Steve's treat of chicken and beans?
Does a bit.
But add to it a bed of some weird grain or other. Now, this sounds awful. Do you know what? Sound isn't everything. Taste is. And this had it all. If by all you mean beans, chicken, some kind of weird grain or other. Beat that.
Well, that sounds pretty good, Danny, but I've got one word for you, and we're all going to agree.
And where are the scores right now?
Steve, you stand at 3-2. Yeah, winning 3-2.
Okay.
Nachos.
What?
For dinner.
That's not a winner.
We're expecting something a lot better.
Because it's lunch at best.
The confidence with which you delivered the word nachos.
Idiot. Okay, it's 3-all as we go into what you're having later today, Sunday.
Well, this is it. This is the tie break. So this is to take dinner winner.
This is it.
I'm having slow-cooked beef stew with plenty of veg.
Ooh.
Up against what?
I'm going for a Nando's.
Do you know, it's... This one's weather dependent, and looking out the window here, it's tipping it down. It's not nice. If it had been sunny, I'd have said Nando's. It's raining.
No.
I need a stew.
I'm gonna eat it by a fireplace, Joe.
Well done.
I'm gonna wear a heavy knit sweater.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have a scarf on and a cat on my lap.
Radio X. Danny Wallace.
So it's time for another TED Talk from Steve Ferdinando. The last two were so successful that the people at TED said, we want another one. We just, you know, just keep this going. The way you bring your life to these tales, but you're not afraid of the big issues, are you?
No, I think you'll find that where it starts with a metaphor, it ends with a simile.
That's right. Yeah, that's the old expression. So this week's TED Talk begins now. Steve, there's a sign to your left.
That's 30-30.
That says the sign to your right is true. But the sign on your right says the sign on your left is false. What are we to make of this? What are we to believe? Which one's right? Go.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me today. In 1998... I was on my way to the Lake Meadows swimming pool in Billericay. I was 8 years old and I'd forgotten my goggles. Behind me were two signs. One said, Lake Meadows swimming pool is this way, pointing left. And then another sign on the right said, the pool has now been demolished. Go back the other way. So what these two signs were saying, one thing was true pointing one way, but false the other way. I think often in life, you can hear things through your left ear that you won't hear as clearly through your right ear.
Yeah.
Does that mean what you hear through your right ear is untrue? Hmm. Does it mean it's less sound than what you heard through your left ear? Big questions. Lots of anxiety. Any questions?
No, I think that's it. I think no questions. No. Well done.
Thanks,
very guys. Good.
That will cost you £300,000.
Oh, gosh.
Danny Wallace.
This is Radio X.
Rolling Stones. Sympathy for the Devil. You got any sympathy for the Devil, Steve?
You know what? I'm pretty intolerant of him.
He vexes you, doesn't he?
Yeah, he gets on my nerves.
He gets on my nerves as well, that guy. But what do you admire about him?
You know what?
It's important to have both sort of balance, isn't it, in broadcasting?
Yeah, I tell you what, he's a confident man.
He is so confident, isn't he?
You have to admire that.
The I was going to use a word there, but I won't. But he's got a real presence, isn't he?
He's very sure of himself.
Real sense of self, who he is, what he wants.
And, you know, that is attractive.
This is Radio X. Danny Wallace.
Oh, man, these street gags, they just were pouring into the show today, weren't they? So many of them still coming in. One person, their street gag is, hi, Danny, my dad and his mate were at a boot sale when they saw this guy carrying a huge lamp. My dad's mate goes up to him and says, excuse me, mate, you got a light? And the guy replied, sorry, I don't smoke.
Oh, sport.
Mark from Tunstall says, when I pass a chip shop, I stop at the doorway and ask them, you got any chips left? And when they say yes, I say, well, you should have cooked so many then.
That's so annoying.
It's quite a theme that's emerging, though, that often the recipient of the street gag isn't amused or is a bit annoyed.
I absolutely agree, and it's a state of the nation that we have to change. And someone else, Karen, says, morning all, when someone trips over a loose paving slab, you've got to say, enjoy your trip.
Oh, yeah.
Any chance of a hello to me and Dan? We're just cooking a big fry up before decorating on this miserable day.
No.
Because I read your text out. It should be enough. They always want more. They're bloodsuckers. They will take you down. These listeners will take you down.
Mosquitoes, aren't
they? You give them an inch. Also, can I have this and that? I'm having a fry up. We've done the content. We've dealt with it. Let's move on.
Danny, please, come on, mate.
No! Steve, you went to a wedding. All you do is go to weddings or the Arctic Monkeys.
I hate being an adult.
Whose wedding was this?
It was my friend Lee's wedding, and it was nice. But it's my fourth one.
It's going to last?
Well, it's never 100%.
It's never 100%, is it?
Far from it.
I can't put that pressure on them.
You're not the arbiter of all these things. If you know, it's up to them, isn't it?
No, nothing's 100% in this world. No. And I said that to him last
night. To his face, yeah.
I said, listen, I don't care how much you think you love her. Nothing's 100% yeah, in this world.
Exactly. You can't trust someone 100%, Lee.
I said spilling wine on myself.
So, and the wedding was fun?
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah, it was nice. I would have changed the playlist a bit. It was a bit...
To what? What was the playlist like and what would you have changed it to?
It was just very, it was very wedding playlist. You yeah. know, to
imagine
all.
That.
Yeah. What do you want, a Radio X wedding?
Well, yeah, pretty much. I was like...
Liam Gallagher, Noel Gallagher, Queens of the Stone Age, back to Liam.
Back to Liam. I was like, we could get some vaccines in here. Come on, yeah. guys, we can spice this up a bit. Yep. And so I went to the DJ actually and requested some songs.
What did you request?
Well,
the Bolivian national anthem.
Yeah,
you requested Arctic Monkeys, right?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. And he played it, and everyone loved it.
Yeah, so you went back up and you asked for another one, didn't you?
Yeah, but and then he said to go away.
And you mentioned this wedding. You said, you know, and I was like, oh, we can talk about the wedding. Was that the story?
Yeah. Nothing else happened. I was in Essex.
Don't try and rescue it. You know what he was doing there? He was like, oh, we're down a cul-de-sac. I've got to come up with something now. So then he said something about Essex. And then you just saw the blood drain from his face as he just went, yeah. I've got nothing else.
Well, to be honest, I didn't say to you guys, well, I've got a great little anecdote to tell you. I was just chatting. And you're like, save it.
Save it for on air. Steve's been to a wedding. Marks out of 10?
Marks out of 10. I would give it an 8.
An 8.
But, you know, better playlist. They could have got up to a 9 there.
Whoa.
But you're never going to get a 10.
No way. Danny Wallace. Radio X. It's Sunday. It's raining in some places. It's sunnier in others. And this is an attempt to knit those two experiences together and unite the country with another hour of important broadcasting. We've got great music coming up for you that you can get into. And we'll be playing. Sorry, I just like saying that phrase.
Yeah, it's a catchy strapline.
Tell me something I don't know. We're going to play that. We'll impress each other with facts. It's your chance to learn. And I'll look at the four most important news stories and deliver them in just 4 minutes.
This is Radio X. Danny Wallace.
And that's enough of that. You know why? Because we're going to learn. Yeah, you got into the music there. I sensed you all getting into the music. It's time to get out of the music and into some content.
Radio X.
Tell me something I don't know.
I find calling it content personalises the experience.
Yeah, it's nice. And now a content piece.
This is the feature where you can learn all manner of things that we definitely knew before, you know, that we're just imparting to one another.
I don't even know why you're saying that.
No, we're filled up with facts, aren't we? And we all like sharing them. So you can share these later on today with loved ones, strangers, pensioners, speaking to a kitten.
The French.
If you're on your own. The French. Any of these people. So we're going to go around the table, each delivering two facts. Who would like to start?
Steve?
It would be a pleasure.
You wouldn't mind?
If it's okay with you guys.
Well, it's fine with me, but I should check with Joe.
As long as it's not an imposition.
Right.
Great. Well, I'm very happy for that to happen. Steve, what's your first fact?
Well, I'll kick things off on a risque note.
Oh, careful.
A man produces enough sperm in a day to, within 6 months, have repopulated the Earth.
Wow.
How about that?
Or at least he'd like to think so. I'm all right.
don't try and give it a go, Steve. out of all the facts in the world, so many topics, aren't there? And he went for that.
Real shame. Two
Real
points, though.
Real shame. What a shame.
2 points.
Today is September 23rd. Should I tell you something you don't know about it?
Yes, please.
Well, did you know that today is Restless Legs Awareness Day? The day that aims to promote awareness of this medical condition. You know, where your legs are all jumpy and jittery.
Oh, right, okay.
And you're all hither and thither. Have you got restless legs?
I get that.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh, well, why weren't you aware of this? The whole point of this is to raise awareness of it.
It's my day!
Yeah, it's your day. It's held on the same day each year to coincide with the birth date of Professor Carl Axel Ekborn. I assume because he categorised it.
Yeah.
So there you go. Shall I give you a pewter bonus ball?
Can do.
In 2013, the North Carolinian authorities proclaimed that this day, Restless Legs Awareness Day, should be observed by all citizens of North Carolina.
All right, calm down.
So you've got Christmas, Easter, your own birthday, Martin Luther King Day, and then, of course, Restless Legs Awareness Day.
Very good. 4 points.
Thank you so much.
Did you know that 1 in 3 Russians
Okay.
Believe that the... I need to get this right. They believe that the sun orbits the Earth.
Oh, very self-centered. Very self-centered. And why do they believe that?
I don't know. They just do.
Okay, fair enough. And how do you know this?
The internet.
The internet.
Yeah.
The internet.
I've checked my sources, though. I've looked it up. It's true.
I just asked you what your source was, and you said it was the internet.
Yeah.
The
internet. Specifically, I think on this occasion, Reuters.
Really?
Yes.
I'd love to have seen your like university dissertation or whatever, and you write your 8,000 words, and at the end, it's just sources. The internet, the internet, the internet, yeah. The internet.
Library.
Okay, good. Stephen, your second and final fact, please.
We've all heard of the cheese feta.
Of course we have. Yes, a famous Greek cheese.
Or parmesan.
Yeah,
or,
Italian. Yeah, hard cheese.
Or halloumi.
Halloumi, again, back to Greece.
But did you know that in 2013 in Dublin they had an exhibition for foot cheese, and people because of the bacteria in people's bodies, they created cheese out of it, and everyone tried some.
That's disgusting.
That's disgusting.
Did you just type in body facts into your search engine?
It doesn't matter how I found it via the internet, like everyone else.
Did you know that, Danny?
No, but I think he went to unpleasant.com.
Yes.
For all his
2 points.
Here you go. Again, it's September based. Did you know that September is Muesli month? Now, Muesli was invented in Switzerland in 1900 and is based on raw rolled oats and other ingredients like grains and stuff like that. Muesli month has been going since 1989, the government wishing to push the Muesli agenda around the world on its founder's 100th birthday. Did you know that?
It was weird. I bought Muesli today.
Oh, how weird. It's a golden lie.
Oh! Yeah. It's 1,000 points to you.
1,000 points to me. The dates I gave you, I hid in there a clue. The dates I gave you would mean that the founder, Professor Maximilian Bircher Benner, would have been 11 when he invented Muesli.
Oh.
I laid it all out for you, and you fell into my trap like a couple of bozos. It is, in fact, National Mushroom Month.
Oh, good. I feel really stupid now.
An 11-year-old inventing Muesli? Have you gone quite mad, sir?
Could have done. Did you know that recycling a single plastic bottle can conserve enough energy to light a 60-watt bulb for up to 6 hours?
Say that again.
Recycling a single plastic bottle, right?
Yeah, so one bottle. You recycle that, it gives you enough energy to what?
It can conserve enough energy, so presumably the energy that you save from not producing a new plastic bottle, to light a 60-watt light bulb for up to 6 hours.
I don't know. I think, I'm not going to call it because I've just got myself 1,000 points. But everything about him, his shifty demeanour, the fact that he had that one written down in his own handwriting rather than just sort of having it on a screen and prepared, as if he sort of just came up with that, the detail, the 60 watts.
You're not going to call it, though, are you?
No, I'm not.
Not brave enough.
I'm not going to call it because I get a bit trigger happy with the old you calling do. The lies out.
All right, well done, Joe.
No, that's a fact. That's
okay, good.
That's just 2 points.
Please, you've just got the face of a liar. Yeah. So what does that do to the stats?
It's...
The fact stats.
I'm just loading it up now.
The stats.
Danny, you scored 1,004 today.
Damn right.
That puts you into the lead, actually.
Wow, here we go. This is a tale of intrigue, isn't it, and wonder?
Steve has got 2 plus the 4 that he scored today, so 6.
Well, okay.
And I've got 1,006.
Oh, good.
Great. So who's winning?
I think me and you are tying at 1,006.
No way.
Yeah. No way.
This is the drama we've come to expect.
Danny Wallace.
This is Radio
You're with the important broadcast, me, Danny Wallace, Steve Ferdinando, getting to the music.
Get into the music.
Joe Atiwell, getting to the music to you.
Get into the music, everyone.
Get into the music, all. I mentioned earlier that I made a meal from memory. I had a great meal not long ago, and it was like a meatball-based meal, and it had a bit of sort of like curry paste in it, and it was surprising and delightful. And I thought, I'm going to recreate this, but I couldn't find the menu, and I didn't have all the stuff. So I had to do it from memory, and using my own range of spices that I've probably had since I was a student. And I was finding all this stuff, and then I remembered, it had a bit of a chili kick to it. So I got the chilies out, right? And I've got all the meatballs there, and all fine. And there was all in the sauce, and so why are you shaking your head already? You're already shaking your
head. Because I know that this went badly.
Well, what happened was, it went bad in a very specific way. I got the crushed chilies out, right? And I'm doing that, but then I realised that I've still got the lid on the thing, right? And you've got to take the lid off so they can all come out, and I've sort of done that. And then I took the lid off, and loads came out.
Oh,
but
no. They
coated one meatball in particular, right? So then I'm like trying to stir it around, going, it'll be fine if I just spread out the spices and all that kind of stuff. But now it's getting into the sauce, and I've lost track of which the meatball is. So all I know is that either I've nailed it, or this is going to be like meatball Russian roulette.
There's one danger ball.
There's a danger ball in there. One of these is going to knock someone's head off. And I don't know which one it is. My wife is not a great fan of spices, right? And I didn't want to say to her, I've really messed this up. Because the last thing you want is like a sense of intrigue or
tension before eating your dinner.
Were your children eating this as
no,
well?
No, no, no. It's just me and my wife. And so I didn't want to spoil it for her because I'm thinking there's a 50-50 chance it's going to be all right because I'll get it. But it was such a tense meal for me. Because every time she puts a fork into a meatball and raises it to her mouth and chews it, I'm going, is this the moment? Am I going to have to call someone and just go, she's down. I got it in the end.
Did you? Oh, no.
And I was coughing and a spluttering away. She's going, what's wrong with you? And I was going, essentially, I'm just going, I've got the danger ball.
What on earth are you talking? What's happened?
It's like some futuristic game show, like a sort of speedball or danger ball, things like that people play in the future, but just to make mealtimes more interesting.
Let's play it next week. Let's play Danger Ball.
Shall we?
Oh.
Oh, that's a great idea. Next week, live on the show, Danny Wallace's Danger Ball. That's what we'll do. We are going to do 4x4, the four biggest news stories of the week, but not before this.
Radio X. Danny Wallace.
Radio X.
The 5-star challenge. Britain's toughest challenge. It's a challenge to your intellect, a challenge to your emotional core, a challenge to your being, a challenge to your creativity, a challenge to find, a challenge to understand, a challenge to keep coming up with things to say are challenges.
Yes, literacy, a challenge to your literacy.
There you go. All you do is you go to your podcast provider page and you click the 5th star to the right. The 5th, it only works if it's the 5th star to the right.
Yeah.
And once you've done that 5-star secret thing, you're then asked to write a little review. And what we do is we read out the ones that appeal to us and we give them the title Podcast Review of the Week. Now, I've got a secret.
Oh?
Coming up pretty soon, I may even award a little prize. I might be having something made.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're all looking at me as if to say, that sounds like bribery.
it sounds remarkably like bribery.
Does sound like it? And it is. It's exactly what it is. So this week's is by Elliot R. And the title is Escocks Ruining Peacocks. I'd like to commend you all, says Elliot, on how you were all the bigger people in regards to the Sarah Cox fiasco last week. Very mature, very professional, which is unsurprising given that you are such a role model to millions of people.
Thank you.
On a daily basis. And Elliot's got a point, you know? We haven't talked about the Sarah Cox thing. I DM'd with her the other night just to kind of go, just let you know, if lots of people are contacting you about peacocks, don't worry.
What does she have to say for herself?
She said, oh, don't worry, love. It was all very affable. And what's really made the nation sweetheart, I would say. Mm. And she said, it's all been going on with this Radio 2 brouhaha. And I was thinking, oh, of course, yeah. Because
did she say brouhaha?
Hullabaloo, I think she might have said. Oh, hullabaloo. And I was like, oh, yeah, of course, because she might be, getting a certain job. But not 3 hours later, it was announced that someone else might be getting that job. Oh. And I was like, I don't want to say it, but, if you will go on the one show and spread demonstrably false information, then if not karma, then certainly BBC regulators might take a dim view. It just goes to show, loose lips sink ships.
This is Radio X.
Danny Wallace.
I bring exciting news. It is the important broadcast. And Joe's done some work.
I have, yeah.
Because we've been doing a feature called 4x4 where I go through the four most important news stories of the week just so that you're ready, you're armed, you can go to the pub later, you can go around to your nan's, whatever, and just burst in and impart news. I have news, you can say.
Yeah. Have you heard?
There's a raccoon who picked up a carrot and they'll think you're amazing. And we've always done this to just like, well, there's been no production, there's been
no
music.
We tend to call it generic talk bed.
Exactly. Write that down, everybody. You should have your listener pads out already. So generic talk bed.
Is what we use
is
for
what
this feature.
We generally use. But wait, stop writing, because we're now going to have a bespoke bed, aren't we?
Yeah, so despite having done it for, as you say, so many weeks, thought this week, because I had a few minutes to spare, why don't I just make some production for it to make it seem more official?
It will make the show sound better.
And I got hold of some production that may or may not have been knocking about from a feature that we don't do anymore. Mm. Reused it. Recycling is good.
Yeah.
And my mate Harry was around, so we used his voice, and it's all sorted.
Oh, well, let's... I haven't heard this yet.
No.
Let's do 4x4.
Four news stories. 4 minutes. The important broadcast 4x4. Radio X.
That's great.
Thanks, I had some time.
Yeah, that sounds good. Well done. So, I will do 4 stories in 4 minutes, the things you need to know. Are we good to go?
Oh, yeah.
You'll herald the end of each minute. Well, Steve, the Arizona Department of Transportation, we all love those guys. They do such an important job on the highways and byways of Arizona.
Yeah.
But you know what? The other day, they could not believe their own eyes. Yeah. They looked out, and sitting next to a car in the middle of the freeway, it's just a gentleman playing the saxophone.
Well, it's not that weird, but okay.
Well, it is a bit weird. Why would you be playing the saxophone next to a freeway?
Oh, right, yeah, sorry, yeah. Well, I thought you meant like a busker. No, it's just out in the middle
of
the road.
No, it's like a motorway that goes on. It's just a road, and then there's just a fella by the side called Antonio Nango. Ooh. Sounds made up. So he pulled his Honda onto the shoulder of the Loop 101 freeway, and he just stood by the road for 30 minutes, playing what the Arizona Department of Transportation thought was the hit Jerry Rafferty song, Baker Street. However, he has clarified since. Nango said, I don't know how to play that. I do know how to play Careless Whisper. So he was playing Careless Whisper by the side of a freeway, which is dangerous, and in my book, it's important to always practice safe sax. Thank you. There's a little gag at the end of that you may have missed. Thank you. So a wife has ended a marriage after discovering her husband's cruel nickname for her.
Ooh.
Oh, dear. Hmm? Oh, what's he like?
What you done this time?
What has
he
done this time?
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. So he's been writing about her indoors to other people, and she looked at his texts, and you'll never guess what he called her. She who must be obeyed. Now,
that's not nice.
Well, it's not nice, but it's not bad, is it? It's like you wouldn't divorce someone because in a text they wrote "she who must be obeyed."
Well, they got divorced over it.
Well, wife has ended the marriage. She says, as a result of his disinterest in participating in our adjusted family life, our marriage, where we'd once been best friends, our equal partnership floundered.
Oh,
sounds like she takes things a bit seriously. I don't know. Hope my wife doesn't hear this story. The old battle axe, hey, her indoors, the old ball and chain, the war office, as I call her. She doesn't listen to the show. Pensioner's sausage roll. Anger at Portslade Aldi. Now, are you familiar with the Aldi in Portslade?
Not that specific
one. It is a great Aldi.
Yeah.
And this guy's been going to that Aldi every day forever. And he's 74 years old. And he went in and he went to buy his regular pack of 10 sausage rolls. But when I got home, he says, I found out there are only 9.
Oh.
So I tried to get in touch with the supplier. Well, I ended up going through to Aldi itself. Sensible, yeah? Go to them. That's when I found out that the rolls I've been buying every day had been taken off the shelves because metal was found in them. I buy them, but this is fine. It's all in a news story. That's when I found out the rolls... Yeah, I said that. I buy them on a regular basis. I've never been told about it. There was no barcode in the packet. So I don't know if that was the batch that was recalled. Anyway, he's absolutely furious. He says, I've decided not to eat them. So, and then he finishes by just going, I'm not eating sausage rolls anymore.
Why is this in the paper?
That's why I love it. It's just an old fella who was sold one sausage roll short of a packet and won't have it. A raccoon broke into a woman's house and ate all her bread while staring at her.
Brilliant. The arrogance.
It was 1:30 a.m. This lady was in bed when she heard weird noises coming from the kitchen. I ran down the hall, and when I got to the kitchen, I saw there were, like, 3 raccoons in there. One was rifling through the garbage, one was still hanging out the window trying to get in, and one was on the counter, bold as brass, Steve. So she grabbed a broom, and she managed to shoo 2 of them back. But the first one, did not care. Did not care. Just stared at her. He grabbed my tortillas. That's fine. I think it's a bread product. Then he tore open a bag of English muffins and he ate those.
Oh, my God.
He just looked at me like, I'm eating dinner. Get out of here. I don't mind that. I quite like raccoons.
Are they meant to be quite vicious?
They're fine, actually.
Oh, okay. okay.
When I lived in America, we had a raccoon and a skunk that worked as a team. We didn't own them, but they used to just knock over our bins and fall over stuff. I admired them.
Danny Wallace.
This is Radio
X.
So, I was asking people today, wasn't I, for their street gags, and we thought we'd have some podcast-exclusive street gags. So, Andy in Bolton, Steve, it's quite specific to him. I don't imagine this is one that many people do. But when his dog runs up to people on a walk and sniffs around them, he says, "That's actually an ex-drug dog, but don't worry, I won't grass." It's nice, isn't it?
It's absolutely brilliant.
Anonymous just says, "I deliver money, so at least twice a week I get people asking, is that my wages?" Or similar. He says, "It stopped being funny the second time I heard it 5 years ago."
It's like when you're carrying like coffees into a building and people go, "Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for me, I assume." Or flowers. That works with flowers, doesn't it?
Oh, how nice of you.
Oh, you shouldn't have. David in Chiswick and many shops locally, he says. He's always moving around the shops. He says, "Every time I'm in the supermarket, I hang around aimlessly near the vegetables just in case someone picks up a leek. I always make a fuss and panic and tell them to not pick that one. It's leaking."
That's good. I like that. That's good.
Richard, when he sees dog walkers, he goes, "I'll see the dog's taking you for a walk." James, when approaching any building with automatic doors, put your hand up just before reaching them and say, "Use the force."
Yeah, I do that.
Do you?
I do it with the tube.
Yeah. Mark, you know when you're walking down the street and then someone else is walking towards you and you both do that awkward shuffle as you try and work out? Yeah. Mark goes, "Thanks for the dance." I love them. Street humour. You know, why aren't we doing more of it?
Well... These gags didn't
discuss.
This did exist before you came up with it today.
And we just had a rude one in from Ash in Leicester. It's not rude, it just uses like a word. But he says that when I was in hospital, the nurse said she'd need to take out the catheter. I asked if she was taking the... not really street humour, though, Ash. Very, very specific to hospitals and catheter. If we do catheter humour, please get back in touch. Until then, shut up.
Danny Wallace.
This is Radio X.
Moody's tweeted in just saying, "Just driving down the M1, Radio X busting a bit of Gang of Youths."
Yes.
That's nice. Just on the M1. And imagine you sat next to Moody, okay? And you've just listened to Gang of Youths, and Moody's like, "You know, I enjoyed that track," and then it gets a bit quiet. What are you going to say to Moody? Do you know what I mean? It's like you've only just found yourself in Moody's car on the M1, and the music stopped. And you know, what do you talk about?
We didn't talk about.
You can talk about. So that's why we're doing the small talk texter.
Very good.
It's, you know, we ask big questions on this show, questions of science and nature, but it's quite nice as well. Just a little small talk, just to feel we've bonded with the listener. So I'm going to ask you a question, everybody, and you can text me 83936 with your response. Doesn't have to be a big thing. Not really interested.
We don't care.
We don't really care. We'll read them out. We could not care less. This is very, very disposable content. It's small talk, okay? So I'm just going to say to you, seen anything good lately? 83936, seen anything good lately? Could be a statue, could be a film, could be anything. Steve, seen anything good lately?
Yeah, I watched that Bodyguard.
Oh, yeah, you're BBC One, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good, yeah.
It's all right, isn't it? Yeah, it's Keely.
Yeah, I think so.
Most watched drama in it. It's a finale tonight.
I think so, yeah. It's good.
Joe, seen anything good lately?
Yeah, I've been watching Killing Eve.
Have you?
Very good.
Oh, yeah, Phoebe Waller-Bridge and Sandra Oh from...
Yeah. Really engaging.
Is it? Yeah. 83936, seen anything good lately? Doesn't have to be telly, it could be anything.
Radio X.
Danny Wallace.
We've had a letter, Steve.
Oh, nice.
Well, an email. Okay. Not snail mail, like you might be thinking. It's a phrase you... Didn't know for a while, isn't it?
I still don't really get it.
Now you just use it willy-nilly. But because you don't get it, you always use it incorrectly.
Yeah.
Just anything that comes in. Is this snail mail, Danny? That's a magazine. Is this snail mail, Danny? It's a pair of shoes. Hello, dearest of leaders. Great start. I come bearing a peacock update. On a recent visit to Dubrovnik, I crossed the bay over to Locrum Island, famous for its use in Game of Thrones. But less well known for its peacock population. Why? You know?
Yeah.
Why? Why are they keeping that quiet?
Why is Game of Thrones more
important
more
than, peacock?
Than the peacocks? What?
A full ostentation of the important broadcast's beloved bird was brought over from the Canary Islands.
Ooh.
Double bird action.
Double birds.
By Archduke Maximilian of Austria. That guy again. And now they roam free. But more concerning is the fact that they appear to be training themselves up to play football. What? As we know, Croatia knocked England out of the World Cup this year just with human players. So Lord knows how our boys would fare against a peafowl-inspired team of the future. Although, As you can see from the photos, I don't think we have much to worry about just yet. If this is how the Peacocks are training their goalkeepers, says Tom. And he says, keep up the excellent work. Even you, Steve. And have a look at the photos. Just describe what's happening there in Tom's attachments.
Oh, well, the Peacocks are nowhere near the goal. One's sat on top of the goal.
What an idiot.
And one's just like round by the side of it.
Well, we don't know whether that was during warm-up.
Yeah, it's true.
Or half-time. When they get their orange peels. Do they still do that? Why don't they do that anymore?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, in the old days, when people played football, at half-time, they'd all eat some orange.
What do you mean?
Now it's all manner of other concoctions, isn't it? What happened to the simple times, the Roy of the Rovers days of football?
The good old days, yeah.
A tray of just a little slice of orange, just to keep you going.
No shin pads.
No shin pads, no rules.
No rules, just you, the ball, and some peacocks.
Wow. That's a great slogan. We should open a play centre. Like a football peacock play centre.
Yeah.
Like one of those big, like, take over a building the size of, like, Westfields, one of those shopping malls. Empty out all the supporting walls. So it's just a vast cavernous thing. And you just run in. You have to run in through some revolving doors. And we just tell people, don't stop.
Don't stop.
Because they'll get you. Just keep moving, keep running. They get a ball and they just have to make it to the other side of Westfields.
And there's just peacocks coming at them.
Peacock frenzy. Just you, the peacocks, and a ball. And it's one in, one out.
Yeah, yeah.
And if someone doesn't make it out, we just shut the business down for the day.
Right, sorry, he's still in there.
He's still in there, we don't know.
We can't go in after
him. Yeah, and we don't use CCTV because it can be used against us.
And it frightens the birds.
Okay, well, let's get on that, shall we?
Yeah.
Draw up some plan. I've already done the floor plan. It's just a big box.
It's a big cavernous hole.
With an entrance and an exit. Roughly a quarter of a mile apart.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go
you
on.
Don't seem serious about this.
No, I'm into it, man. Let's get on it.
All right, stay tuned.
Danny Wallace.
Radio X.
I asked you to text me 83936 with a very simple question. It's our small talk texter, isn't it? The small talk texter this week was what, Stephen?
See anything good lately?
See anything good lately? Let's find out. Well, Tom in Basingstoke. I said, see anything good lately? And he replies simply, nope.
Well, okay.
Andy in Burnley says, I watched a documentary at about the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, nice.
Just last week. And when we pressed him further, he said, yeah, it was quite good.
Yeah, nice one.
Elle says, yeah, The Little Stranger. It's very atmospheric.
Oh, cool.
That's good, isn't it?
Good. Lovely.
Anonymous just says, yeah, so AJ at Wembley last night. So Andy Joshua, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, I might see if there's some highlights around.
Oh, why not? Why not? Madge says, no, not really.
Fair enough.
Craig says, yeah, I saw a man think that someone on my bus stole his suitcase. It just turns out that the woman he was with took it when she got off.
Oh.
You'd think he'd notice her absence as well as the case, but I guess not. Yeah.
Weird.
It's weird, isn't it? Ash in Romford. Yeah, I watched the Avengers film a few weeks back. It's all right.
Yeah, I'll try and catch up.
No, he says it's nothing special. Wendy says, yeah. Last night I witnessed a man put his mouth over the rim of a pint glass and knock back the entire pint in seconds. She says, did see that happen twice.
Wow, I bet he's a real hit with the ladies.
Steve saw next door's cat fall off the fence this morning and he chuckled for a bit.
Oh.
That's good, isn't it? And just finally, Mike in Liverpool says, I didn't watch it, but I did play Assassin's Creed 3 recently. And how irritating is that Sean guy?
Ooh.
Oh, that's not very nice,
hang
is it?
On.
Oh.
Hang on, that's me! Oh, why, Iota? You tricked me. You made me read that out. I'll get you next time, Mike in Liverpool. Which might be this time next week. We'll see you then. Here's a bit of Blossoms. Get into the music.
Maybe there's a line that you cross.
Is Radio X.
Danny Wallace.
Well, that was podcast number 37 from the Important Broadcast. I think we all grew as people. We lived, we learned, we laughed. And we leave the studio a better place.
Yes.
Lots of facts were exchanged. Some robust discussion. Some disagreements on and off air.
Yeah,
well, let's not talk about that. Let's not talk about
that. Yeah.
What do you want to call it, this podcast?
Good question. Well asked. we mentioned... Oh, well, you remember Steve made that joke that he didn't realise he was making about pedestrian humour?
Yes.
I think that's quite a good title.
Pedestrian humour.
Yeah.
Okay.
I still don't get it.
So we haven't got time to explain.
No. Well, basically, a lot of comedy is about defying expectation, about trying to take someone one way and then surprising them with another. When something is described... So that, when you think about it, pedestrian humour, because it has two meanings, that's why it's funny.
Right, okay. I think I get it.
See you next week! Radio X.